Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Shefos. We're finishing the Kana and moving on to the lungs. Okay, Lamed Daled today. We are in Seif Vav. Okay. Yesh Omrim, Shim Nikfa Nekev Mefulash, Mishnei Tzedea, Alpha Pisha Ein Benekev Ela Kadesh Yichnos Bo Isar, Larochvo Dahainu. Keove Isar Asura. So we learned before all about a cut, right? Just a slice, or in either on one side of the kana, basically, and in either direction. We learned, right now at this point, we learned horizontal, and you're cutting through one side. And the question is it got more half or more than half? Now, we're talking about you have a hole that goes straight through from one side to the other side. So you're going through two walls, one side of the vessel through the other side of the vessel. So it's a nekev mefulash, right? From two sides. So then the shiur is smaller. It could be, when we said about the size of an isar, the area of an isar, so then that was the entire disc, right? When you're looking at a coin. And now you put it on its side. If it goes through and through, then you're just looking at from the side of how thick the coin is. Again, it's not exactly clear what that is, but that already is going to be enough to make it a trefa.
And
Insert the coin, exactly. Kind of like a slot, like if you go to...
Payphones,
there you go. I was going to say casino, but better to say payphone.
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay. Whatever it is. Here it's the thickness and the length. You have to be able to put it through with the minimum area that it'll go through. Yeah, this is a little thickness and more length in either direction. Okay, fine. Now, Zayin. Nistika kula leorka. Okay, so before we learned, you have a slice that got cut horizontally, right? Along the round circles of the cartilage of the lung. Now, what if you go lengthwise? You get one long cut all the way from the top of the neck to the bottom of the neck, right? Let's say, for example, from the Tabat HaGadola, right? All the way, the cricoid cartilage going all the way down to where the lungs, right? Where the lungs are. So then, if it's the entire length, Afal pi shelo chaser mimena klum asura. So if it's a long cut, right? The entire length, right? It's already going to be a trefa. However, im nishar menu kol shehu, all you need is just a tiny little pinpoint amount that was not severed from the entire length. You can have much more than rove. Basically the entire trachea, except you have a little bit left, lamala ulamata, all the way from, and I hear the poskim point out, it has to be from the, so even though we learned really it could be a drop higher than the Tabat HaGadola, Mikar Adin, at least according to most, really you only have, here you have to have at least some of the Tabat HaGadola remaining. That's how I think it's the Shach and others point out. Shev the Maharshal and others. So anyways, you have to make sure this long cut doesn't go beyond the Tabat HaGadola. And there's a little bit left. We learned I believe it's when you blow up the lungs, as much as the lungs go high, right? The animal takes a full breath of air, and it goes up a little bit, and that's where your cutoff of the makom shchita of the trachea is. So you have to have a little bit there that's intact. Okay. B'makom hara'i l'shchita, which is the makom hara'i l'shchita, keep reading, k'shera. So as long as you have a mashu here and there, it's okay. So the obvious question is, what's the difference? if you're going horizontal or vertical? Why should one be rov and not one is rov? So I think it's Rashi who explains in the Gemara. Mipnei shekol ma she'atzavar nimshach hasedek soger v'holech hilkach adar chalim. So what does that mean? Because you have to imagine, we're talking about an animal. It moves and it extends its neck. So if you have a small slit in the trachea horizontally, and you pull on the trachea, right? You extend it. If you extend, like the animal extends its neck, it'll basically close up. But the minute that it reaches majority, then when you pull on it, it'll open it up, and the hole will get even bigger. So that's why, so it's likely to get more and more sick, and that's why it has a din of a trefa. If it goes by vertical, the whole length, even if it's kimat the entire length, except the two ends are intact, even if you pull on it, it'll still close on itself. And therefore, it's that's the difference that Rashi has given for the... in general, we say it's halacha lo moshe misinei all the trefos, but... Okay.
So Bob was just talking about a coin slot, that meant the horizontal coin slot, the vertical coin slot would be...
Vertical... Well, the isar on its side could go in either direction. Could be in either direction. Because there, because in Vav it's missing. It's
there has to be a missing.
Yeah, exactly. Has to be a missing. Okay. Good point. Very good point. Chet nikva lamata mimakom shchita b'mashehu trefa. So on the trachea, and we're going to see this again in the yud. If it's at the bottom, below the makom mashchita, if you have a mashahu of a hole, then it's a trefa. Okay, tet. Matza gorgeret shenifsaka ochasera. You open up the animal, you see the trachea, and there is a hole, and it's either just a slice or it's missing. Ve'enu yadua imnasa michayim, and you don't know if this was how it was before you shechted it, and now it turned it into a trefa. We're talking about a case where it's big enough to turn it into a trefa. And it's in a situation where you don't know if it happened during the shechita or before the shechita, such as maybe you cut it in two places. Now again, how relevant this is, we're going to see a little bit. The Ramah says Einan Bikin. And if it's a case where you cut twice, it could be an issue of Shia. We hold Shia even b'mashu. So anyways, this halacha is not so relevant necessarily, but let's keep reading. So if you have a case, the Gemara talks about it with a couple different cases, different parts of the body. Basically, you shecht it, you open it up, and you see that there's a hole. So the question is, did this hole or slice happen before the shechita, making it a trefa? Or it happened afterwards, either with your knife or just as you dissected it, it happened. So what do you do? Poska b'makom acher. Go a little bit lower down or somewhere else. Obviously, you have to compare apples to apples. So then you puncture it somewhere nearby. And you take a look. Im heim shavim kshera v'imlav asura. If now that the animal is already dead, and when you do something to it, it looks exactly like it did before, then you assume it's the same scenario. And since right now it's after Shechita, your suffix hole or a slice was after Shechita, if it looks the same, and then therefore you just say, that means you assume it happened afterwards and it's a kshera. But if it looks different, then you would assume, why does it look different? Because one was alive and one was dead, and if it was when it was alive, then it turned it into a trefa. Ve'ein medamin ela michulya lechulya. Again, a couple explanations what this is, but basically, it means, also it's in the picture, it basically means, one is, when you look at the trachea, once the dorsal and the ventral side look different, right? Ventral is the stomach side, the dorsal is the back side, and the ventral side is thicker, it's the whole cartilage, the dorsal side is where it's a ritsua, basar, it's just a thin membrane, so basically, a chulia Michulia versus Bar Chulia to Bar Chulia. It just means the top half and the bottom half. That's all it means. Because they're different, you can't compare one to another.
Facing the back or facing the stomach. That's what Bar Chulia.
Exactly. Facing the back or facing the stomach. Chulia is, I'm not sure which is which. Whatever.
Is the hard part.
I think Chulia is the hard part. Without the hard parts. Okay, I think it's right. So then Chulia is the ventral part.
This is a real color though, because
yeah, of course.
Any nick would be different.
Well, so it depends. Keep that thought in mind, right? Just remember, veshet is b'mashehu, it kind of needs a certain amount, but generally rov. So anyway, so let's keep reading. So you can't compare. You could only compare two similar parts of the trachea. You can't compare two different parts of the trachea. So you could, the top to the top and the bottom to the bottom, or ventral to ventral, dorsal to dorsal. Aval, lo mi chulia le bar chulia, ve lo mi bar chulia le chulia, because they're different. Okay. Haga, v'anu ein bekim v'bedika. We don't really know how to do this so well. V'yesh lahatrif b'chol inyan. So we don't compare. If it looks like it may have happened before, that's what we have to say, and we call it a suffix trefa, if you're not sure. V'chol dinim.
Is that ventral to dorsal issue? Based on the picture.
One's dorsal, yeah. One's ventral.
That means the chest versus the back.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what we're saying. That you can't compare from one to another, and they're different. One has a ritzuot basar, and one is thick, and the two sides are thin of cartilage. Now, all these cases is we're talking about maybe because it got sick, and therefore it is, the hole happened because it was sick, so then it depends what size, if it's a trefa or not a trefa. Aval im nasa machmat kotz o machat ledidan delo bikin bibdikat haveshet trefa b'chol enyan. And when it comes to a veshet in particular, even a mashu, we never make any kind of checks. Even if it doesn't go through, we mentioned, if it's stuck inside with the cuts, or already machmer. Shema nikev a veshet, maybe there's a hole, one little hold of a mashu and a veshet, and we hold that's a trefa. Dilo gara me'ilu, hiyat savar meluchach bedam. It's no different than what we discussed before, about having blood on it that we don't even check. Okay, let's go to Yud. Hakane besofo, kashenichnas tachat, hachaze mitpatzel. Okay, now, from the top of the throat, again, top in is called modern terminology of anatomy, is called the cranial, because that's closer to where the, if you're standing up, that's where the head is, and caudal, where our tail is, that's lower down. And we just went over ventral, so we're going to see this again a few times. When we get to the lungs, which we're entering right now in Yud. So now your trachea is going down to the lungs. And when it gets to the lungs, so it looks like, it doesn't, it looks like it splits into three. Mitpatzel, umisham yipared, v'haya, l'gimel rashim. In Parshas Breishis it's dalet, but here it's three. So here it breaks up into three vessels. So Ha'echad nota l'lev, what you think, when you first look at it, it might look a little bit like it's coming off of the trachea, but that's not part of the trachea. There's three tubes over here, and they're not the same. So one of them is an artery. It's a major artery, and it goes to the heart. So, and it pumps out of the heart through this artery. Ve'echad l'kaved, and the other one is a vein. That goes to the right, goes, that's definition, so it's going to go to the heart, and it comes out of the liver. Ve'echad l'reya, and the middle one is the trachea, and that goes right into the lung. U'shloshta nekuvin v'mashehu. If any one of these, right, this is from, you blow it up from the top of the lungs, that's where it starts by the trachea. If you get one little hole anywhere in this area, it's b'mashehu, it turns it into a trefa. Haga. Miu. Mekana halev shehu shuman sheyered min aruga tereya lelev regili liyot bo nekavim ktanim dakim. Now, when we dissect the animal, many times in this artery we see little holes. V'hainu rebiteu, and there's so many of them, and that's natural, and that's how it grows. V'lo mikre nekavim. These are not called holes. V'kasher, and it's kasher. What does it mean it's not called holes? So in the Taz, the Beis Yosef, he says, what are we referring to? These are lateral arteries that branch off from the main artery. And when you're dissecting the animal, they get ripped or severed. So what are you left with? Holes. And so these holes are really the remnants of the branches of the lateral arteries. So anyway, so it's whatever is normal, that's what's normal and that's kasher. But if you know your anatomy and you know what it's supposed to look like, and it doesn't look like that, it looks like you have other holes. So the shach, that's the shach, not the taz. The shach who points out that, yeah, that it's, then it's a treif, obviously, because... Okay, fine. Let's go on. Let's start Lamed Hey at least. Siman Lamed Hey, din trefo sereya ve'uno teha. So the lungs and their lobes. Okay, Aleph, rea shenikva trefa. If the lung has a puncture, has a hole, then it turn, then it's a trefa, finished. Okay, now, if you look at the diagram, just so you know, it's real basic anatomy of a lung, at least for a cow or an animal. So you have one big lung. Well, your big lung is made up of, it's got, generally speaking, five or six, we'll call it six, smaller lobes. And those are basically called your caudal lobes. I think five or one of them is called the intermediary. I think the lobe, that's pretty much a little one right in the middle, and that's on the ventral side. That's on, facing, if you're looking at your, the ventral side, whatever, closest to the outward of the body. Then, you're going to have three caudal lobes on the right side of the animal, right? It's the right of the animal, and it's not when you necessarily when you face the animal. We're going to see that in a minute. Depends how you hold the animal. So, but for the animal's sake, right? Or if you could, lie on the back of the animal and imagine yourself also. So, the right side of the animal, there's supposed to be three upper lobes, smaller upper lobes. Those are the caudal, cranial. Sorry, I think I mixed that up. They're called cranial lobes because those are higher to the head. On the left side, you got two cranial lobes, and then there's one little one in the middle, and we're going to see the middle one, the little one, is called inututa de divarda, because it means the miniature lobe, and divarda like a verit, like a rose. So it's a little bit shaped, it's weak, it's red, as Rashi describes, right? That's where the name comes from. And on the bottom, you have two bigger lobes, one on each side, and those are the caudal lobes. Okay, so now let's look at it. Let's read.
There's eight parts.
Correct. Altogether, there's eight. Yeah, typically there's eight altogether, exactly. They're all the same. It just depends if you're looking from which, the front or back, ventral or dorsal, which direction you're looking at. But all the lungs are the same from the pictures, I believe.
You're saying there were eight.
Well, uni, so look, uni are the smaller cranial lobes, so there's five, plus the middle one, turns it into six, and then the two bottom ones are called the uma, so those are the caudal, bigger lobes on the bottom. Okay, now let's read. Bet, chamisha uni, there's five lobes, perush ke'en oznaim, a little bit like ears, eat lireya for a liver, lung. Tlat mimina, three on the right side, utre mismala, and two on the left side. Now, I described it one way, it's easier for me, but he describes it a little bit differently. There's two ways to look at it. Kishaha behema tiluya beraglea. Flip the cow upside down, and it's hanging from its legs. And again, we sent a picture like that too. Ubene, I think it's the last picture maybe. ובני מאה כלפי הטבח, שאז ימין הבהמה וימין הטבח אחד. So if it's upside down and you flip it, then your right side is the animal's right side. If you think about it, it makes sense. It's true. But conceptually, which way it's easier for you to imagine. So again, if you want to, normally if the cow is standing up, right, and you're looking at the cow, your right side is going to be his left side. Same thing, you look at a friend, you're opposite your friend, your right side corresponding straight across is going to be his left side. And then obviously if he flips around and you go behind, stand behind him, then your right side will be his right side. So here you flip it upside down and you're facing the cow, but now it's flipped upside down. So your right side, your right hand, if you reach it out straight, is going to be touching the right side of the cow. I can show you afterwards. It is true.
Yeah.
Vyeshla, it is true. Because it's like a double mirror. It's a double reversal. I'll explain to you. V'yeshla od betzad yamin una achas ktana. Now, the extra middle lobe, it's a little lobe, and it's a little bit on the right side versus the left side. V'nikret inunisa devarda. De'ena omedet beseder ha'unot. And it's a little bit in its own location. Ela meruchakot mehem letzad pnim. It's a little bit distant towards the ventral side. Right? It's more away from the spine. V'im chasera achas miyamin, if it's missing one of the three right ones, o mehasmol, two of the left ones, o shehayu shnayim mimin u'shlosha mismol, or it's the number gets inverted, trefa, that's a trefa. Haga, surot ha'unot shayamin eina domi l'shot smol. Now, they don't look the same either. Again, if you look at the picture, each one has a little bit of a different name. I don't have to go into it, but you'll see each one has a little bit of a different name, both English terminology and also like a nickname in Hebrew in the pictures. So anyways, Eina domi mishal smo v'im nitchalef tzuratan trefa. So now, even if it just looks different, right? The positioning switches of how it's supposed to look. V'chein, kishaona amtzayit shel yamin gedola me'tachtona trefa. Or the middle one, which is really usually small, is much bigger than the top one, which is usually the bigger one. Ima una shel smol elyona gedola me'ona elyona shel yamin trefa. Or the left one is bigger than the right one. The right one's usually bigger. Trefa also becomes trefa. V'chein, Ima uma shel yamin gedola mishel smol. Calls it v'chen ima uma. Now this is talking about the bottom lobes, right? Caudal bottom, the bigger ones. Now here the left one's usually bigger. So now here the big right one is bigger. It's another switch. Zeh mikrei chalif utrefa, and all these differences turn it into a trefa. And the Shach just points out that the Rama has a lot of additions from what's in the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, basically Tzarach Iyun, Shoel, Shochet Lamaisa for Hefsid Maruba situations. Okay, now the Avarda, let's refinish here, the Avarda im Chasera. Now, if this middle one, the little one, it's missing, O Yimesh Lashtayim, or there's two of them, O Shanim Tzet Bitzat Smo, or it's a little bit to the left side when it's usually on the right side, Kshera, so that's okay. Haga, Elu Nagula Hatrif. But in our countries, the minhag is to say it's treif. Ben imtzu shnayim, whether there's two, o im chasera, or if it's missing, o sheshinta mekoma, or it moved its space, its location. V'hachi nahug, and that's the minhag. Kiyesh rabuta sovereign king, because that's what many of the poskim hold. V'ein l'shanos minhag, and that's the minhag. V'chein im shinta torah v'tzura torah gilaba, and if it looks different than what's normal, all right, then it turns into a trefa. So you need a little bit of experience to know what's normal and what's not. Im nimtzu ba shnei vrados v'yesh lahem shoresh echad ke'ovei etzba. Now what if you see two vrados? So we said it's a problem, but it really, it starts out as one, And it's at least an etzpa thick, 2 centimeters thick, where it begins at the base. So then it's called one, even though it's mitpatzel a little bit. It spreads out or splits into two. Alpha pi sheishbo sedek, even though it has like a split, kasher. It's still called one because it's connected by at least 2 centimeters, an ovi etzpa at the base. Vim echad hafuch, if it's v'hasheni eino hafuch, if one is switched and the other one's not, or upside down, hochin achar yoter gdol, you go after the bigger one. V'im hi eina hafuch haksher, and if it's not flipped, then it's kasher. Havarda darkal yot bekis, normally there's a thin membrane sack that goes around it. V'im lo nimtza kis, and if there is no kis, or sheyesh lak shni kisim, or it has two of them, or sheyesh lak kis ve'eino menacha petocho, there is one, but it also goes out of it and escapes it, or it moves out of it. Ve'av kishemanichim oto betocha chozer ve'yotze mena kishenovchin areya trefa. Even if you can put it in there, but then when you blow it up, it escapes. Kol elo dinam ena ela mekon shenon lahatrif. Now, so all these dinim that are machmer on, it really only be machmer in a place where you're machmer. At the minhag is lahatrif. These are all chumras. V'shnei vrados, if it has two, or ein lavrado, it doesn't have any klal. Aval b'makom shemachshir, in a place where it's machshir, gam elo chilikim yesh kshirin. All these little nuances that I mentioned, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, it might be kosher, so you actually have to ask, what's the local minhag? Im chaser miktas min vrada. Stop. If it has a missing part of it, yesh yidok b'unot b'uma mitzat smo, if it looks like part of it's missing, but really it's on the left side, some say it's still kosher. He can't and that's common by certain chayos, animals, right, the small ones, v'chein young ones, v'chein yesh machshirin, and some say it's kosher. Im yesh la tor vered b'shoresh shela k'ove etzba, as long as it looks like a vered in the initial base, alpha pi she'en la tor ver barosha, even though the rest of it doesn't look normal, rak shalote ha'fucha, can't be flipped, v'lo shinta mekoma, and you can't move its place, v'chol yod varim yeshal hakel me'achar derabim machshirim v'chol inyan. And actually, many times we're making all these little nuances that I just mentioned.